Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Tazria, Shir 287. When the Chavetz Chaim was very young, he was supposed to eat by the house of a certain balabas. In those days, the minig was that the young boys used to eat by different people's houses. But then that individual changed his mind and he decided that he wasn't going to invite the Chavetz Chaim to his home. They tried to push him, they tried to convince him that the Chavetz Chaim was very matzliach, and one day he's going to be a big Talmud Chacham, but he didn't listen. And the Chavetz Chaim did not have what to eat, he was very, very hungry. Many years later, something happened, and they both bumped into each other. It was after this young boy became the Chavetz Chaim, and he was highly respected by the government, and this balabas became a very wealthy fellow who had a lot of businesses. But he got in trouble with the government, and he was pulled to court, and it was a tremendous sakana that it's going to cost him a lot of money. He might get thrown into jail. So he turned to the Chavetz Chaim, hoping that the Chavetz Chaim, with his connections to the government, will be able to save him. When he walked into the Chavetz Chaim, immediately the Chavetz Chaim identified him as that individual that did not allow him to eat in his home many years earlier and left him hungry. And the Chavetz Chaim told him as follows. He asked him, "Do you remember many years ago that there was a young boy that was supposed to eat by you and you refused to allow him to come?" He said, "Yeah, it's possible." He asked him, "Do you know that that young boy was left without any food and he was hungry the entire day?" "I am that young boy." So obviously the man was shocked. But the Chavetz Chaim told him, "You should know I'm going to fulfill your bakasha and I will speak to the government." Immediately the balabas was nisragish, and he said, "I'll pay the Chavetz Chaim whatever he wants. I want to have a chelek in the Torah of the Chavetz Chaim. I'll give any price, any money, anything that you need, I'll support you." And the Chavetz Chaim smiled, and he said, "Reb Yid, it's too late. At that time, you had the ability to have a chelek in my Torah if you would have invited me. But now, it's too late. Now, if you want, you can get a chelek in supporting the yeshiva. But my Torah, you can't get a chelek in anymore." That's what he told this individual. And we see from here a very powerful thing. Sometimes we have a young man or a young individual that we don't necessarily appreciate. And we don't realize that when we help him along and we give him chizik, one day we'll have a chelek in all of the hatzlacha of this individual. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim was teaching this fellow. Grab the opportunity when it's not popular, when nobody knows who the Chavetz Chaim is. And then you'll have a chelek in the Torah. But if you wake up when it's popular, when everybody wants to have a piece in the Chavetz Chaim, then it's already too late.